Have you ever been anxious about anything? Have you ever wondered how this situation would turn out? Do you want to live in a brighter future? Then it's time to be clear. Hi, this is Leslie V, and you're listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today. Every Monday, I'll have a new Motivation Meditation with Leslie V to encourage you throughout the week. Also, I would like to invite you to catch up or revisit past recordings. Let's get started today with be clear on what he wants. As a result of Motivation Meditation with Leslie V, a devotional style study, you will see tools to live your best life ever, overcome weaknesses, grow in a deeper personal relationship with God, and fulfill your God-given destiny. You are encouraged and motivated to gain a practical understanding of the Word of God. Do you know anyone who could benefit from this? Instead of being anxious about the outcome, you can be clear of what God wants for you. As a new believer in the Word, God guided me. I am so grateful. Then, when a new challenge came along, the temptation to fear and worry came along. Anxiety became a part of my equation. What made me think I couldn't hear from him now? He didn't change. Go back to him with your situation. Take some time to listen to his instruction. Let him give you peace. Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I know you care about the sparrow. You watch over me. So here I am coming to you with the same question. I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. I know I am not to just give up, cave in, and quit. My question is, what should I do? What do you want me to do? It's one thing to know a scripture and say amen. It's another thing to know that it has worked for you. Matthew 6:25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? I didn't need to worry about what God wanted me to do. I didn't need to take the thought saying it. Matthew 6:26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Matthew 10:31, fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. Instead of worrying and taking a thought, I could focus on the sparrow. God says he takes care of the sparrow, and I am worth more than many sparrows. So I knew God would take care of me, and he did. The questions I asked God about, he started making things clear to me. Can you relate? So the next time you have questions and wonder if God would do this for you this time, remember this. He has helped you in the past. God doesn't change. He is not a man that he should lie. Thank him for helping you in the past and now. When you ask questions or wonder how this will turn out, remember, God takes care of the sparrow. You are more valuable to him than the sparrow. Thank him for taking care of you in the past and now. Cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. This means he will take care of you this time too. The very questions I was anxious about, God provided the way. God had the solution for me. He wants to do the same for you. He wants you to be clear too. I help successful Christian women go from stuck to the sweet spot in the kingdom. She is tired of being stuck doing the same old thing day in and day out. She is stuck in her comfort zone, yet she knows God has more in store for her. Also, she is ready to do her part. Are you ready to be clear on what he wants? Someone needs you to do it. Do you need some encouragement and help in this area? Drop me a line at Leslie V at findyoursweetspotseries.com and write, "Be clear." Let's talk about it. It's one thing to know a scripture and say amen. It's another thing to know that it has worked for you. You can be clear on what he wants. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. Take some time to do some homework. Set aside time this week and think about areas in your life you are stuck on the same level. Set aside time this week to answer the questions in this podcast. Meditate on scriptures in this podcast. Ask him where you can benefit in this world. Invite him to use you. Write the revelations you receive. I hope to motivate you to find your purpose in life and fulfill it. That's what I want for my life and yours. You can fulfill God's will for your life. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. You've been listening to Motivation Meditation with Leslie V. I'll be here every Monday, motivating and encouraging you. Drop me a line and let me know how this has motivated you to find your purpose in life. Let me know how you're challenged to walk in your divine destiny. Drop me a line at Leslie V at findyoursweetspotseries.com. If you haven't subscribed yet, sign up today and share with a friend. I would like to give a shout out to Mimi. Hi, Mimi. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. God bless you. In Jesus' name.